Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
Rex people is are. From Scary Movie. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Who's he in Scary Movie?
Scary Movie 3?
The one where he plays Joaquin Phoenix's role in Signs?
Yeah. Okay.
It's pretty funny. It has the funniest joke of all time, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I did like that one a lot. It's like, yeah, it was like a, I mean, it was like a Naked Gun movie.
Yeah. It was like, I think they took Naked Gun and then like, made a concentrate out of it, where it's like just so many references and like,
yeah,
here's every joke we can fucking think of.
And then it's like, if you even just get one out of every five jokes,
yeah,
you're gonna have a good time.
Yeah, there's so many. Those are fun to like watch as you get older. I don't know, maybe because I watched them when I was like, I guess late teenager,
yeah,
right? Time wise, 10 years ago or so. Yeah, so it's like you get certain references, and then you're like, watch it again. You're like, oh, this is to this other thing I learned a fucking week ago, whatever. Happy birthday to Trisha LaShawn. You already know what it is. Remember, in this world, you either crank that Soulja Boy or it cranks you. Wow, that's true.
Wow.
Those are words to live by. You either crank that Soulja Boy or it cranks you.
That's Paul's letter to the Corinthians, right?
Dude, I'm obsessed. How much do you think Soulja Boy cost?
Oh, he's $400.
$87.
$100.
Oh.
Really?
Not bad.
So I won because I didn't go over.
Yeah.
And I was also closer.
You won. No matter what the rules are, there's no way I won.
Yeah.
Okay, see, this is fucked up. Oh, by the way, we're looking at the website Cameo, where you could just pay famous people to send you videos.
And famous is in quotations.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. Known people. And also Matt Barkley from the Buffalo Bills. But
oh.
Whoa, yeah. Former USC quarterback.
Okay.
How much is he? It's probably like $6.
Matt Barkley is $99.
What?
Yeah.
What dorks want to?
But there's also one that you can just get a video from Santa Claus.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Who's just a guy?
Of course it's just a guy.
It's just Soulja Boy.
It's just
Soulja Boy in a Santa hat.
What's up, kids? All you know is that sometimes Chris, you know, crank that Christmas or it'll crank you.
What do you want for Christmas? A super soak so you can super soak that hoe?
Yo, have you guys seen that Soulja Boy's coming out with his own video game console?
No. Whoa. Console?
Well, it's basically...
I'm in.
It's basically an emulator in a case.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
That they sell you.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a handheld one and a... like a regular one.
Uh-huh.
And it's surprisingly affordable. I don't know how much emulators cost.
I'm not sure what an emulator is.
It has like two, so it has like 200 games, like,
okay,
like,
oh,
NES
that's what I
games.
And okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
That's
huh,
weird.
What's it
but
called? Soldier Cast?
I think it's called, let's see.
Are they actual like Nintendo games or are they just all Nintendo style? Like, could he get the rights to?
Oh,
I think it's a, I
yeah
think it's a thing where it's not completely legal. You know?
Oh, I love that then.
It's all just like Sudokus in different fonts.
Yeah.
Yeah, different variations of Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, this time it's like Mario, but they're electricians.
And you're like, all right, I can play with that. I've never heard of someone making their own console. This seems like it's taking a while to look up.
That's
it's
why
called
he
Soulja
had to do
it's
it
called the
no
Soulja Game
it
console.
Soulja Game. He had to shove his name in there somehow.
So it's yeah, it's an emulator. It has PlayStation 1, arcade games, Sega games.
That's crazy to me.
And is it like
that
a
it has all those
so there's
parts
a there's a handheld one.
Oh, okay, okay, like a
there's
Game
a
Boy
handheld one that looks like a
or Switch, I guess. If you're
it
live
looks
now
like a mm-hmm it looks like a Game Gear.
Oh yeah, that oh that looks nice
okay,
actually.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. And then the like hard like the console one just
mm-hmm
kind of looks like a. Kind of looks like a Wii almost, but you
okay
have like a regular controller for it.
Okay.
It's called Soulja Game, and the console one has like 800 games, and the handheld one has like 3,000 games.
What? Whoa, why'd they be the other, right, other way around?
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, and how much is it?
The handheld, I think, is 100, and
it's got a couple.
The
yeah
console is like 150.
I feel like every...
wait a minute.
Every airplane should have one of those in the back of the headrest
yeah
instead of a TV.
The that's console that has less games costs more.
But you also get controllers.
You get controllers,
mm-hmm,
multiple player options. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was Soulja Boy a gaming rapper at any point? Did I miss that? Or is
I mean,
like
he
a...
might like.
Okay,
I'm gonna be honest. I don't know a lot about the man.
That's true.
Listen,
that's
everyone, true. If you're listening to this right now, first of all, welcome to A Little Time.
Hey, thanks.
I've
so
never
much.
Heard of the intro before.
You
don't.
I go right ahead. Go
welcome
for it.
To A Little Time. I'm your host, Mike Abruzzi. That's Diego Lopez.
What's up?
Our guest today is Connor Delahanty.
Hey, folks.
Leif is here. And
hi, Leif. I appreciate your presence and the work you do.
Hey, it's good to see you, Connor.
Hey, Leif, shut the fuck up. And
I'm
so,
not into that.
If you're listening to, if you can hear my voice, even if you're not really listening, if say you have a roommate who's depressed and they're listening to our podcast, okay. And you can hear it through the wall because they don't want you to hear them cry.
True.
Or say you're having sex with someone who. Like, not currently having – if you're having sex and listening to our podcast, whoa. Good on you because this podcast just started.
Yeah.
So that's – there's the,
thrust.
You do not
thrust.
Do, you do not do
thrust.
Foreplay. You stick it in dry
flip
or get
positions.
Stuck dry.
kiss on the neck.
Oh, you got to kiss on the neck.
Yeah, dude. That's
or that's, but if you are currently vaguely dating someone who is an avid podcast listener and they're making you listen to this, first of all, I'm sorry. Second of all, get out. And – also, if you can hear my voice, do yourself a favor
and
watch the MTV Cribs episode with Soulja Boy. It's one of the most insane things.
Oh, have I seen that one?
I don't remember that one. It's crazy. At one point, he segues through his entire house.
You told me about this.
And at one point, he has to get off because there's stairs. And he goes, ah, man, now I got a poor people walk, which is just walking with his feet. It's insane.
God. Stairs, the mortal enemy of segways.
Of segways. Isn't it? Okay, I feel like
that
there's
was
been
a beautiful show.
Cribs is sick.
It's unbelievable.
The Redman episode I still think is the greatest ever.
Oh, but, yeah, that's where they had, like, they were, like, pulling out the electrical outlet. And it was,
he's got a shoebox full of cash.
Yeah, yeah,
his cousin sleeping on the floor.
The dollar box that's
yeah,
on top of the top of the fridge.
And was I think it was, like, Lil Wayne who had all the soda in his fridge, and he was like, yeah, I'm losing all my teeth. I don't care.
There's the one with the Yin Yang twins where they just like live in a house that was obviously furnished by someone else.
Yeah, I remember that.
Where they're
one.
Just like, I don't know. This one has like, it's like wood carvings of like a monkey and like a picture of a boat.
Yeah, yeah. I remember boats. A lot of
yeah,
boat
it's like weird. But I remember the monkey thing because they both like do like monkey sounds.
Mm.
They go like, ooh, ah, ah, and you're like, guys, yeah. You're millionaires.
Yeah. Fellas, calm down.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah, I remember that being like a weird, like, wait, do you guys actually live here? Or is this like a joke that you just borrow a house for Cribs? And you have cars that are definitely yours.
Cars, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This
love the Mariah Carey one. She does like 5 costume changes.
Yeah.
And in the end sits in a, like a...
A bubble bath.
A bubble bath.
Man, I remember that right
you
away.
See the top of her tits.
I must have jerked off to that or something. I remember that right away.
I wouldn't... I respect her so much, I wouldn't.
Wow. What's that like?
Because I would come in my pants. I would have to jerk off.
Let's get back to this cameo thing because it's so fucking
weird. So did I explain what
it
was?
Is it an app or just a website?
It's a website. I guess it could be an app. I've never opened the app store for it.
How do you stumble upon it?
So a couple of months ago, I think it was a Brett Davis show. It was some... Where there was like videos from Perez Hilton and like other people being like, hey, what's up,
Brett?
Blah, blah, blah. And then
I remember this.
Found out. It was from that website, and somebody got Bam Margera to do a video for somebody else for their birthday.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that's fucking sick as hell.
I feel like
Chris Donahue and to someone else.
Yeah, yeah, I remember like seeing them like, oh, someone knows Bam. Oh no, this must be like a paid thing.
Yeah,
and I'm like, and immediately my brain went, oh yeah, that makes sense. You could just send people videos if you're famous, blah blah blah.
So I already looked, and the Bam Margera one is taken down.
Oh
no!
Yeah,
why do you think?
He's probably in rehab again or something.
Oh duh! All right,
he's probably not doing great.
Does being mean to your parents violate Cameo's terms and conditions?
I don't think so.
I was about to go into avoid that.
But yeah. So do you want to play a Cameo game?
Sure.
Like, do you want to? Yep. So we can do. Do you guys want to guess a famous person? We can see if they're on there.
Okay.
Or. I'll just go through random people and see how much you think it costs.
Okay, we do a little bit of both.
Okay.
Okay. So let's do the price one first and get the juices flowing.
Yeah. I have open right now. I have the guy Harley from Epic Meal Time.
Oh, okay.
Never heard of either of those things.
You don't know what Epic Mealtime is?
No.
They just make like a, it's like a YouTube channel where they're like, we make a omelet that's really big.
Oh, that kind of stuff?
Kind of shit. Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
something but gross. They were kind of like the first. And then they put bacon on it.
Yeah,
then...
they're like a big bacon. They're like bacon yep. guys.
I have a weird issue with people wasting food. I'm not assuming that they waste food.
They
but
definitely
that kind
do
of feel
it.
Like
they definitely
food,
do it.
And I hate that shit.
Because they, because it's a thing where it's like, you know, I mean, I don't know if you know, but it's like a thing where it's like, you can't donate like cooked food.
Right. Yeah, I know that.
So it's like a,
my hope is that whenever they do those kind of shoots, they just like we're gonna all eat this now.
Like, well, yeah, like the cast
potentially gross, room. Obviously. Like, it's not meant to make it to be gross, but it's yeah. like I don't know people they have on staff, but it's like oh, let's
there's like
eat
a
this.
There's like a good amount of like on camera people on that show already. Hey. So I'm sure that I'm sure each shoot is there's like a dozen people or so there.
Okay,
and
yeah,
still,
and like part of it is definitely eating. It's not they just make it and they're like, look at that.
Yeah,
okay,
they like
okay.
cut it and
all
eat
right,
it
okay.
On right. camera stuff. Just, but it's so much that like it would be like an omelet like literally the size of this table.
Yeah, that kind of shit. Bumps shit me. Like that. I don't like wasting food for some reason. Yeah. Okay, so that guy, how much does that guy fucking?
Yeah,
cost?
Yeah, he's oh, a YouTube. Jesus. He's a big YouTube guy. He's still big.
Big YouTube guy, still big. I'll say 115.
I will go 120.
Wow.
Dude, you can get Harley from Epic Mealtime $50.
Oh.
Damn, dude. I'm giving these people too
do they
much
have,
credit.
Yeah, for sure. Do they have options in terms of how much time per how much dollars?
I don't think it's...
That should not make a lot
that,
of sense.
I don't know. I feel like that would have to be like a thing you...
I would love to get like... All right, hey, I want 5-second clip. How much is that? And like, I don't know, $8? You're like, hell yeah. So it's like, hey, are you?
Hey,
I'm back to Harry.
Hey, Dave, fuck you, dude.
Let's see.
I wonder if let me get his name right because
yeah.
I really want to.
All right, I got one.
Oh yeah, please, can... please.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm surprised it took so long for this to be a thing. Where
yeah,
it's like,
I
like,
seems
it's,
like it makes a lot of
like
sense.
Cam girls have been a thing for like
yeah,
over a decade,
true,
and it's just
and
it's
that.
The same concept. It's like, what if I do that, but I just don't
jerk off.
Get naked?
Do you think right. it's a thing where? This has been a thing for a long time for famous people, and now it's just a public thing.
I think it's that. It's probably that.
So, like, if I'm
because
like
you
a,
could
because like yeah, like if you're rich enough, you can be like, I want Drake to be at my kid's bar mitzvah.
Exactly where I was going
to
go.
Like that.
Exactly mm-hmm. where I was going to
yeah.
go. Or if you're like the sheik of a terrible place, and then you're like, I want Mariah Carey to come sing in front of all these evil people. And
yeah,
like, she'll do it. Or you know,
I want to sign the WWE to a 10-year contract.
No women on the line.
No women. Yeah.
Wait, okay. You have a name?
So I have one.
Okay, please.
Open now.
Please.
Brooke Hogan.
Oh yes.
Ooh. Daughter of Hulk Hogan.
Great singer.
Terry.
Terry. So yeah, Brooke Hogan,
sibling to Nick.
Nick Hogan,
ah, yeah,
in
he
jail.
Sucks. He's in jail right now.
I don't know if he's still in jail, but
yeah,
he killed a guy.
He killed a guy.
Whoa!
Like a car accident,
car crash.
Wow.
Not like a cool murder thing.
Best way to hide a cool murder thing: make it look like a car crash.
You're like, oh man, this guy.
Oh, yeah.
I hit this guy with a car and he got shot. Oh, I hit him with my bullet car.
I couldn't follow the story of there was a case of knives in the glove compartment.
some cyanide pills fell out of my glove compartment. Brooke Hogan, 75.
45.
$50.
Whoa.
I'm so curious about so many. Like, I wonder if it's...
It's not even who you
anyway,
are.
I heard you're in Cincinnati. Believe it or not, your dad's wife, Jennifer, was in Cincinnati. She's from Ohio.
Wow. We're basically best friends. I can't believe they post them.
This is horrible.
Publicly.
I cannot believe that they do this.
Okay, fuck it. It keeps going.
It's like if
it kept going.
It's like if you move to a city and your grandma's like, "Oh yeah, I know someone who lives there. You should meet up with them." And then you meet up with them, and that's what
yeah,
that's what happens.
I heard
that.
You like this, Jesus and you have a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Let's see.
It's like that episode of the Norm Show where what Batman or first Batman? What the fuck?
Adam West.
No, like second Batman.
Michael Keaton
was gonna like meet some like. Country music singer. He's like, no, I don't want to bother him. And they kept like making him like, don't go see him. And then the country music singer comes over to him. And he's like, I hear you're very famous from the television show and the movies. And then walks away.
Yeah.
Obviously, someone telling him who he was. Yeah. And it's just like, ah, oh, goddamn it.
Ooh, okay.
No, it was Norm. It was Norm telling that to Michael Keaton. I apologize. Watch the episode.
Yeah.
It's so great.
That video made me very uncomfortable.
I feel dirty.
Okay. Yeah. They're so public, too. They're just
That's so crazy to me. Yeah. I get having, like, a sample video to be like, this is what it would be like.
All of them.
But all of them.
This is, okay.
Like, that's not a good advertisement for, like, that's not worth $50.
No.
Okay, but how much do you think a video from 6-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Terrell Owens is?
Ooh, I love
What was his jersey number?
81.
$81, I bet.
This is just what I would pay. I would pay $150
Whoa.
For okay. T.O.
But
T.O.
You,
was fantastic.
Would you pay $350 for a T.O.? Whoa.
Dude, fuck yeah, T.O. Get those checks.
Get the jeweler.
Oh, make a piece. But don't bother me, please. Sincerely, don't bother
that
me.
That was 10 times better.
Way
than
better
the Brooke
than Brooke.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brooke felt so forced with details.
It just looked like she was reading off a list.
Yeah, a prompt.
Do you want to go through more athletes or do you want to?
I have
Yeah, yeah. Let's see if they're on here.
Jaleel White on there.
Oh.
Famously, Steve Urkel. Steve Urkel from Family Matters.
Oh, yeah. Boy, here we go.
I don't think he's on here.
No.
Wow.
Jaleel Wadud from the UCLA Bruins
Even
is on
better.
Here.
I'm surprised he's not on there. I guess he's not.
I think it's a thing where it's like, it's a weird thing where it's like, his very famous people are on here, and then like something that you were like, why are you on here?
Right. Well, let me ask this.
Yeah.
Perfect. Who would you pay to get a message from, or who would you like if it was your birthday and you got like, hey, I got your message, who would be the perfect person?
Oh, this is nice.
Lance Stevenson. He's
you
my favorite.
You love Lance Stevenson.
He is just, he's so magical. He, here, I'll just pull it up and show it to you guys. He's just like, he finds people who like post shit about him on Instagram and he'll comment on it, like, because he always just does ridiculous stuff, so there are pictures of him like falling down and stuff, and the post will be like, Lance doing Lance stuff again. Yeah. And then he'll just comment on it and be like, hey, I got fouled on that play.
This is the same guy you brought up when we were doing after party.
I bring him up all the time.
Speaking of people named Lance,
Lance
Armstrong? Bass.
Oh, Bass.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Armstrong, and I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
But here's the nice thing about Lance Bass. Proceeds, it doesn't say how much,
sure,
but proceeds from Lance's cameos are donated to charity.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't say which charity.
Which charity?
And how much are the proceeds?
I bet it's a very small amount to a fake charity.
But how much do you think Lance is?
Lance, I'd say 75.
I'm going to go 100.
What about $199?
Wow, that's almost $200.
I think, and I'm sure it's on there, but if you got like a singer to like sing happy birthday to you, that's like a whole nother level.
I agree. That's
like a $400.
Yeah, where that's like, yeah, I mean, if Lance Bass is singing happy birthday, that's a
like,
nice gift.
Yeah.
That'd be like a better, a worse version of getting Jeffrey Ross to like make fun of your friend.
Yeah. This is
like, yeah, he's doing a thing.
This is a cameo from Lance Bass to, it says for Justin Timberlake.
What's going on, Justin? It's me. All right, my girl Erica needs to have a selfie with you. She's going to your show December 14th, Indianapolis. Make it happen, my man.
Indianapolis.
Have the best time ever. Bye.
Wait.
Erica, what's your last name? Did I grow up
with you?
Is it Erica Krause? I went to high school with an Erica Krause.
Lance?
So someone paid,
Lance to ask Justin Timberlake for a selfie with Erica.
Yeah. So just, I think Erica paid Lance
to ask
for him to ask Justin Timberlake to take a selfie with her at his concert.
That's gotta hurt
Lance's
feelings.
Yeah, of course.
He's like, hey, you knew this person. How about you hook it up? But I don't really care what you think or what you're you have to do.
Well, obviously he's not on here because
does he think Justin's gonna see this somehow? All right.
Well, he knows, but he's just like, whatever, I'll get that $100
bucks. Get the $100
bucks.
Oh, I watched these and they fucking really made
I wonder
me
how
sad.
Many they pump out. Like
a bunch of them seem to be all from the same day.
Yeah,
it's like they're in the same
shirt.
Room, in the same outfit.
I bet they sit down once a week and go, all right, here's my hour of these fucking things.
Yeah.
Bop, 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 bop.
Yeah.
Dude, the ones
you could do that in bed. Like,
yeah.
Just, okay, I'm going to make $500 before I get out of bed.
Yeah. Tiny Lister, the guy who played Debo in Friday,
mm-hmm.
all of his are in the car. Like he takes them while he's driving.
That's so funny.
There was one where he had like
dangerous at all.
Dandruff on his shirt.
He doesn't have hair. Why is it dandruff?
He's dry skin.
Oh, okay, good point.
People doing
or just like food. It could have been food crumbs.
People doing like Instagram stories while they're driving gives me so much anxiety.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I get stressed out.
I just feel like, oh, I'm gonna see this person die in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm already bad at driving without a phone.
Mm-hmm.
With a phone. I'm better.
And film. Every time I look at the street, more, like, okay, I see it now.
I put my phone on Google Street View, and I just and I put it in front of my I put it in front of my face, and I go, probably nobody in front of me.
It wasn't anyone in front of this Google car. Why would it be in front of me? I wonder if you can make, like, if I can pay OJ to just say he committed murder.
Ooh. Yeah, I'd pay for, like, OJ. Like, yeah, criminals, I probably would pay a lot more.
Yeah. Like, Fred Durst.
Any criminal?
Hey, Ted.
Just a criminal.
I'd pay $500 to have Ted Kaczynski's opinion on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Connor, thanks for reaching out.
It's Teddy.
Nobody listened when I wrote about it 20 years ago.
Teddy boy.
It's your boy, Ted.
It's your boy.
Okay, no. Oh,
keep
God.
An eye out for something in the
Dude,
mail.
I got a fucking really good idea.
Okay.
How much money do we have collectively?
I'm not going to say.
Okay. Yeah. Collectively, we have, I think, between $100 to $300 million. So okay, with that money, I would like to fund a remake movie.
Okay.
And it's a remake movie of the movie Ted with the teddy bear, but it's Ted Kaczynski instead.
Also,
I mean, it's just like a sketch.
Also, you can just say remake instead of remake movie.
No. It's a remake movie.
A remake motion picture film.
Yeah. But it's just Mark Wahlberg being like, hey, Teddy, what do you think of this? And he's like, I want to kill the president.
I don't want you to have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Let me guess her name. Does it start with Lynn? Tammy Lynn.
Hey, Teddy, what do you want to do today? Move to the woods.
Yeah, that's a good sketch.
That's
right?
A pretty funny sketch. That would have been really funny 8 years ago when fucking Ted came out.
Ted 3.
It's Ted 3.
There you go. Is it coming out? Is Ted 3 coming out?
No, but they had Ted 1 and 2, so Ted 3.
Oh, Ted would be, I see what you're saying.
And then Ted 4 is just Ted dancing.
Yeah, no, that's fun.
That's fun. He's buying a bar. I mean, that's not really Ted Danson does. That's more of a character that Ted Danson did.
I love Ted Danson.
Dude, Ted Danson's great.
What Ted Danson did was blackface.
Yeah, that's why I love him so much.
Yeah.
But he did it with Whoopi Goldberg.
I don't know if that makes it better.
I think it makes it worse. Yeah, worse.
I'll tell you, it makes...
Yeah, I mean, it's bad.
It makes...
Regardless.
Something.
It does. It'd be funny to put... Like a bunch of people that have done blackface, like in a room, and like, why are we all here? And like, wait to see until they figure it out. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
it's like Ted Danson.
Hey, Jimmy Kimmel. Hi, Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. Billy
Hi,
Crystal.
Billy Crystal.
Robert Downey Jr. is in there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's really good. The cast of Always Sunny.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, not the cast, just D.
My
and
friend
Mac.
Tim.
Most teenage women.
Apparently most teenage women are college kids at parties.
Someone every Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd figure out within 15 to 25 minutes, I think.
Do you think so?
Look, why are we all here? It's and like, literally, there could be a screen with like one image and like, oh. This is what we expected to happen.
Oh, yeah.
That should be escape room too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude.
So we got to do our own cameo, you and I.
We set up a cameo profile.
People pay.
People pay us.
$1 for an hour.
I think you mean a Patreon. I think what you mean is a Patreon.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. You get an hour of audio.
It would be so funny if we do a cameo. We're like, we'll give you $20. We'll pay you $20 to send you a video.
I just want to connect.
If you would be interested in a cameo for very low... low money. One time. That's the thing. It's not a monthly. Just one time. Hit us with a DM.
It'd be so funny if someone tries to pay us for it and we just say the wrong thing the whole time. We're just like, hey, John, congrats on getting a new Camaro. We heard it has a big old engine in it. All right.
But I heard your mom was too cheap to go for the spoiler on it.
Oh, she's a bitch. All right, good night.
I like how we change our voices for this.
Yeah, why can't we just be us?
Hi, Susie. Congratulations on dentistry school, and I'm sorry to hear about your gout. Good luck in the summer of 2014.
All right. Wait, do you guys want to hear what one of the saddest ones, which is all the ones from Brett the Hitman Hart?
Yeah, man, no. Of course. I'm going to eat a cookie while it is.
Yeah,
eat
Brett.
A
cookie. Just all makes what? Me so sad.
Why
so
the people buying these videos just give the worst details about their friends?
Dude, there's one that's like, I can't remember who did it. Maybe it was a Brett the Hitman Hart one, but being like, on the road to recovery.
Oh my God.
Like just one about like someone becoming sober.
Wow.
And it's like brutal. It's like, why can I see this?
Yeah. I have nothing to do with these two people.
Yeah, it being public is insane.
That is nuts to me. That really is fucking weird. I'm sure there has to be an option where you're like, will you buy it? They go, do you mind if we put this public?
Oh, yeah. There is a thing. It's you click it, and it's you click it or a ticket, I believe. yeah, it says keep this cameo hidden.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it could be private.
And that makes it weirder that no one chooses.
yeah.
Some people choose not to let it
be
private.
What are the private ones? Like Bret Hart doing that one but shirtless?
Yeah.
Like,
hey, Susie, please fuck me. Fuck me, Susie. Susie, fuck me. Please, fuck me.
I wish I could go for. I wish I could. Oh, there is an app. I wish I could, like, do it from price high to low.
That would be
so
cool.
I could see who the most.
Who's
I
the
would
bottom
love to
of
see
the
who
barrel?
The cheapest. Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh no. I want to see who the most expensive one is.
Yeah, they're both. I want to see everything.
Yeah. Let's see.
Is my dad on there? I talked to my dad. Yeah, my dad messaged me. What a fucking celebrity
Lopez.
Is a sickness.
Is Ken Steele on there? Not Ken Steele.
Ken Bone. Ken Bone's
Ken
gotta be on there.
Obscure comedian from Chicago. I hope he's on there.
Bone is on there.
He made me laugh. Oh.
How much?
How much do you think Ken Bone is?
$120
No, $48.
He is $250.
$45 because of the president.
Ken Bone is $20. You can get a video from Ken Bone. This is, oh my God. This is a video from Ken Bone for TJ Miller.
Please play it.
Hey, this is Ken Bone, and I have a special message for TJ Miller, the star of the Emoji Movie.
No.
Fantastic film.
That's what you picked.
For kids. Really loved it, and I didn't see it. I'm a grown man. My only son is 15. It wasn't really an art. Our target demo, but I can honestly say I've never seen TJ Miller in anything that I didn't love. Everything I've seen him in been fantastic. So thanks and rock on. So love you. Thanks.
What the
oh
fuck?
My God.
Ken Bone.
Wait, was he wearing the sweater?
He's wearing
the lost weight.
Ken.
And he grew a little bit of a beard.
He looks great. I mean, not great.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yep.
His story.
I'm not 100% sure that that's Ken Bone.
Let me see it again.
Wait,
let
me see it.
That doesn't look like Ken Bone. I don't think that's Ken Bone.
If it's.
Let me see. Lean your phone closer to me. That picture a little bit more, but I don't know.
Well,
man.
that's the real Ken. That's.
Oh, that's. Yeah, I don't
what
think that's
the,
Ken
what
Bone.
What are the other videos?
That's so fucking funny if someone's pretending to be Ken Bone.
If someone's pretending to be Ken Bone to get money.
This is a new conspiracy
theory.
To get
$20 a pop?
Well, that's how the genius of it.
Yeah, because nobody would like, no detective is going
to
work on
that. Right.
And welcome to the Bone Zone. But Jerry, where's your neener? Norman, where are your Naritos? You're a net taker and love Hillary. Trump 2020, baby.
Oh.
What?
This is so interesting to me now. That this may or may not really be Ken Bone.
This is a really fun conspiracy theory.
Guys, we gotta change the point of the podcast.
Yeah.
We gotta find this guy.
Let's see.
Yeah. I wonder, we should tweet at Ken Bone, like, hey, is this you?
This is gonna be the new Dirty
hey,
John.
Man, is this you?
Yeah, screenshot that and tweet that to him.
Okay.
Yo, dog, this you, though?
Oh, also, yeah. The most expensive one I've seen is Mr. Wonderful.
Which is so fucking funny.
It's $800.
That's so many dollars.
But
he's a businessman.
But still, to him, that's probably like $20 to the rest of these people.
Yeah.
Because isn't he's like a multi-billionaire, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if he's a multi-billionaire.
He's fucking rich as hell. He's got to be a billionaire with how much money he's put. He's like
billion.
You think he doesn't have $1 billion?
I don't think he has $1 billion.
He's a Shark Tank guy, right?
Yeah, that's an insane amount of money.
Let's see.
But I mean, I thought that's why all those folks were on there.
They're millionaires, multimillionaires, billionaire. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying that's insane.
I mean, I just even if like let's say
not even close.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
How much does he make?
$400 million.
Really?
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Look, well, don't get me wrong.
That's a crazy amount of money.
I was just basing that off my close friend Mark Cuban, who is a billionaire and also on that show. I mean,
is Cube a billionaire?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, I mean, that's what I've told a lot of people about the time I met him. I met billionaire Mark Cuban.
Cuban's a bill?
3.3 bill.
Wow. You think he'd push that around a little more when Mr. Wonderful gets cocky. He's like, Doug, hey, you're worth one sixth of what I'm worth. Is that right? Did I just do that math correctly? No, I don't think so.
No.
Oh, whoa, dude.
He's worth 169th.
How much do you think Lori from Shark Tank has? This podcast sucks. By the way, I'm saying it, and I know that this episode is not good because of me.
I don't know what you guys expected out of me. I'm not a...
I don't know. $600 million?
Dude, $50
million. What?
That's it.
That's so... I'm just surprised... I'd
love
that
to fuck Lori.
Fucking huge range.
Yeah, that's a big difference. Look, we know.
I'm curious as to
Barbara Moore.
I'm curious as to these people's net worth before they started Shark Tank.
That's the annoying thing they don't really tell you. They tell you about like certain, you know, who's like a Miss Scrub Daddy who's made this much. It's like, how much money have the sharks made and lost through the show? I would like to know that. Who's doing the best from just the show itself? Who's lost the most money on the show? Like I that kind of stuff I want to know, but I still fucking love the show.
Let's see. Well, this other article says she's worth $100 million. So,
let's
go with that one.
Let's put it down the middle. Yeah.
Is she on Cameo? We could ask her.
Hey, how much are you worth?
Tell us how much you're worth.
What a fun! How much are you worth? Not much. That sucks.
I'm definitely not worth anything.
It sucks how much I'm worth.
Dude, the amount you would be shocked at what my life savings is.
I
live with you. I know.
I'm worth whatever the cemetery plot my mom bought for me.
Oh, my God.
Well, you have one already?
She bought one, yeah.
Can I split it with you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be buried. I told her that, and she was like, well, it's yours. And I'm like, okay, we'll see.
Can I just live in it?
Yeah, maybe.
This will be the last cameo.
Okay, this will be the last cameo thing. Yeah. But, I mean, come on, those fucking... Okay,
it's so interesting.
I'm having fun with it, yeah.
How much do you think it costs to get a video from number one comedian in the world... The fat Jewish.
Oh.
He's still around?
He's still around.
You can't dislike him and be anti-Semitic.
Is anti-Semitic to not like the fat Jewish?
I don't know, man. I really can't. This could go any direction.
60.
$110. $100. $110.
Leif, pop an answer for
I'm
the fat Jewish.
I'm going 200.
You're all wrong. It's $350.
Oh,
fuck
see, it's
my
like, God,
face.
What a piece of
everything.
Shit.
This is a
untalented piece of shit.
This is a video from the fat Jewish to Grammy and Poppy while he's wearing a Pornhub hoodie.
Oh, God.
I've never heard his voice.
Hey, Grammy and Poppy. It's the fat Jewish. Do you have any idea who I am? Here's the deal. Gabe, Judah, Noah, Ella, Ruby, Eden, Asher, Eli, Zachary, Danny, Debbie, Aaron, and Becky all love you. Also, do you know any other people? That was all of the people ever. It's the most people ever.
Piece of shit.
It's in front of, he does them all in front of a green screen. This had like waves behind it.
These fucking kids got their grandparents set.
They got their grandparents a video from the fat Jewish. There's no way all of their grandparents aren't like, what?
No idea who he is. B, this concept is insane to them. And then C, like, you paid how much for this?
Yeah.
Also, not funny.
Not funny at all.
He's a garbage human.
Oh, damn, dude. It's not. Oh.
I love that this is what Leif weighs in on.
Yeah. It's
no Bret Hart takes, but fat Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
I might.
Leif's coming from the top rope.
Should I pop in my email to get notified when Michael Vick becomes available again?
Yes,
because he's
absolutely
temporarily unavailable.
Yeah, I would say so.
Under the Legends tab, the people that are unavailable
we'll send a video to Patrick Schroeder.
Are Bam Margera.
I like Michael Vick.
Tom Felton, Bella Thorne, Jake Paul, and Michael Vick. That's who's temporarily unavailable. Legend. Oh my God.
Oh boy.
Here we can go. We can get a video from the one and only Wesley Snipes.
Oh, ooh. Blade himself.
Blade himself, Wesley Snipes, for the low price of
$500.
And if you're lucky enough, it will be filmed sideways. That's
great, man. The video is horizontal and a vertical lap. Okay, so when you go get to the States, let's go. Let's do it, man. We'll fly. Oh, and sidekick.
No.
A little sidekick. And because of Asian, I'm assuming the person is what he's saying. Oh, man. That.
God.
There's another video of him. What seems to just be shaving.
This, like, bums me out.
Wesley Snipes shaving. I feel like everyone's emotional well-being is just, like, tanking right now. It's, like, getting sadder and sadder.
Here's the thing. You guys are just kind of on my level now.
Yeah, thank you for bringing everyone down.
I found the most expensive one.
All right, what is it?
Caitlyn Jenner.
No.
Oh, my God.
The most expensive one.
$1,000?
$1,000.
Has anyone bought it?
Absolutely they have.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
There's four or five?
Oh, my God.
What's Caitlin talking about?
Hi, Caitlyn Jenner here. Now, your sister-in-law contacted me, Britt, and said that it's your birthday.
No.
And I would sing happy birthday, but you don't want that. 40 years old. Oh, my God, that is so young. Passed that many, many years ago. So happy birthday. And I also heard that you're going to El Dorado down in
lie. Full on lie.
Great beaches, great, you know, restaurants, everything. It's wonderful. Enjoy yourself and have a great 40th birthday.
She sounds like Brody Stevens. Enjoy yourself.
That's.
I mean, at least she did a good job.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, not as.
It wasn't worth $1,000.
No.
But here's the thing. Personally,
for you,
nothing is worth $1,000. Not one thing is worth $1,000.
But I mean,
yeah, that's like nothing to some people.
Nothing to them. That's crazy. But
$1,000. Oh my.
Is there,
how long was that? 15, 25 seconds?
That's like 30 seconds, probably.
Wow.
How? What's the most you would pay for a cameo video?
Depends on who.
$100.
No, it doesn't depend on
it.
Who.
Doesn't depend on
it.
Who.
Doesn't. I just,
how much
right
would
away?
You pay for that service?
$40.
You would pay more than $40 for anyone.
No one.
In,
wow. In unless the, I can, it's someone I can't think of, but
in the right mood, probably like $100.
Okay,
and if I could get, I don't know what the limitations are, but if I could get them to say something like mean to my friend or something like that,
I think you could. I think it's one of those ones where it's like you can make it probably private.
Here's what I would do if I for me to pay that much,
pay
make them intro our podcast, and we just do it every week.
We get a different one every week.
No, we have one, and that's it. That's the intro to our podcast.
Dude, we could spend $100.
Hey guys, welcome to a little time with Diego and Leif.
My best friends.
Hey, what's up? It's the Iceman, Chuck Liddell. Ooh.
I was gonna. My old MMA podcast is a person named Lenny Hart.
Yeah.
And she was the announcer for Pride, and she does this audio where she can introduce you as a fighter, basically. And I was gonna pay for her to introduce the podcast, Pride style, but I never did it. Lenny Hart.
L-E-N-N-Y?
L-E-N-N-E, I think. H-A-R-D-T. Let me make sure that I'm not the best speller in the world. Lenny
Let's fucking talk about anything instead of just having dead air while I try to find someone on Cameo. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with this stuff.
Yeah, you got it.
I mean, yeah, that's like a never-ending well.
That's very... I mean, the Ken Bone thing that really has me interested where like, oh, can we... Is there anyone we could pretend to be to make illegal money?
Ooh, yeah, I could pretend to be, I mean, just like a down and out like teen star.
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah,
I can know, be.
I mean, you don't look unhealthy though.
But you know, like, just any teen movie where there was.
You ever seen Airborne?
No.
The rollerblading movie.
Do you mean Air Bud?
No, Airborne.
Do you mean Con Air?
Nope. I meant
do you
the
mean
thing
born,
I said.
Do you mean Born on the 4th of July?
Like, what's that guy from, like the guy from Walk to Remember, like Shane West or whatever?
Oh, yeah. I see that.
Yeah.
I could pull that off.
That fucking
I could
guy.
Do fat Jason Sudeikis.
Mm-hmm. He's like, how did you? We saw you in a movie last week.
Hey, buddy, in between movies. I let it rip.
Let it out.
Olivia doesn't mind.
Kansas City. Yeah, I start talking like Brody Stevens. Yeah. Kansas City. Yes. Baseball.
Dude, that's so sick. What a cool thing to now be obsessed with.
I've been dog sitting for a week, and I've lost it already.
It's mm-hmm. weird that we're doing this 1 hour ad for Cameo for free.
It's really crazy. I'm going to be honest. We might have to record a full other episode. We just talked about Cameo for 40 minutes. Oh my god.
Connor, where are you from? You asked me zero questions.
No, I asked you how much you thought it would take for Terrell Owens to send you a video.
Zero questions
about
me.
Here's what our podcast is. Mike and I are going to talk to each other, and someone else is going to be here.
Yeah, I am technically a comedian.
Well, Connor and I did after party together. That was fun. Maybe we can talk about that.
Yeah,
go. We did a show.
Yeah, it was a fun show that I was like barely on, and the whole time I felt like everyone was just pranking me.
You did get roasted a little. That was like kind of the because you were the house bartender.
And the whole joke was that I was the corny white guy, which I am in real life. Mm-hmm. But and everybody on the show was super fun. I had a great time, but they told me nothing that was going on ever. I was never there.
Oh,
were
really?
There were so many email chains that I was just never on.
Oh my god.
And I would just find out stuff last minute. Like one day I walk in and one of the art directors was like, oh, here's the suit you're gonna wear. And I was like, what do you mean? And were you there the day when I had to wear a Velcro suit and
no.
they just put stuff on me?
I mean, I wasn't there for that episode.
They never aired it, but I
just, oh, good.
I just put on this Velcro suit and I just laid in front of them, and the game was, I think it was something like
Connor.
Yeah, qualities of like a perfect, like what you want in a man. And so they had this board of all these different qualities, and then they would just put those on me as I just laid there in front of them. But yeah, I just walked in there like, here you go. And I was like, oh, what is this?
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the show, you're on board for everything immediately. That's
like,
funny.
Oh yeah, nothing I would like more than to really accentuate my body and let people touch it and judge it.
I mean, luckily, I don't give a shit about
99.9%
of things in the world.
So it wasn't a big deal.
Hello.
Yeah, if you want that in a man, if you want apathetic and...
goes with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the episodes I did with you, well, the episodes I did and you were there for all of them, it was always like impressive how many good jokes you got in for the little amount of time you're kind of allowed to talk, or like when they would kick to you.
Yeah.
It was always like... I remember one, I can't remember what the fuck the joke was, but I remember like having to turn around physically and go like, god damn it, Connor, that was really good.
I mean, that was one nice thing is that like, because they would always just intro me with like an insult, and it was my job to come back with something. But I just, so like the whole time I'm sitting back there, I'm just like trying to think of different mean things I can say to Sonya.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a fun part about it. But what was it? Was it the onesie thing?
Man. I think it was the onesie, the Confederate flag romper.
Oh, yeah, or romp him.
Romp him, yeah.
Because Sonya was all like, hey, Connor, I'm going to make you wear a romper. And I was like, yeah, do it, but it'd probably be like a Confederate flag one.
No. Yeah. She's like, if we got one for you, would you wear it? Yeah, I remember that. I remember all the extras that sometimes would get either too chatty or not chatty.
Dude, those people in the back, some of them were the weirdest people. So, like, the setup of
this. I just
want
to pop in and say I've also done television things. And
this isn't television.
It was not television.
Okay, well, a filmed thing.
Okay.
And I love to be on. Nothing makes me happier than to be on set and to be a part of a production.
It's great. Being called talent and then put in a room called holding feels very nice.
But
listen, honestly, you don't have to call me talented. And just hold me, baby.
And being told that you have to get all your things out of the green room because Lala's going to be there later is very nice.
Yeah. And like, out now. I'm like, when's she going to be here? Like, 25 minutes. I'm like, all right. I'll pick up my
bag.
They're
like, Connor, don't look at her.
Do not talk to her about Carmelo Anthony. We will freak.
But I was like, look at these 20 texts from my friends asking me to.
Come on.
Who's more important to me, you or my friends?
But no, the extras. So part of the show was I was in the back hanging out with these extras, and we were supposed to be looking like we were just having a party in the back. And so, you know, I would like half be talking to them, half interact with the panelists. And some of these people, most of them were nice, but every once in a while it'd be someone who was just like, hey, so like, can you, like, how do you get stuff like this? And I was just like, The host, I am her roommate. That's the only reason I am here.
And they move in with the host.
Yeah, one of the people was like, well, can you like get me a job at Refinery? And I was like, I'm barely here.
Yeah. Can you get me a job at Refinery?
I was like, you don't know how little power I have.
Right.
And they would like try to get my info and
physical.
Stuff. And I was like,
Physical power.
A lot.
But on the show, you're glorified furniture.
Oh, yeah. I really... I was like, I'm a dumb white bitch. That's my role on this show.
Yeah.
That's a really funny like lower third to come up with. Like, yeah. dumb white bitch.
Yeah, that's funny. That's the only reason I'm here. That's the only roles I will get. So I don't know what kind of heat you think I got.
Yeah. I remember like a couple, like hearing something like in between takes. I'm like, oh man, Connor's having a blast back there.
One time this girl like, cause you know, I introduced myself first and like, I like learned this girl's name, and then she was like, it's my birthday today. And I was like, oh God,
why are you here?
Yeah. She just like, opened it. And I was like, happy birthday. Yeah, and she was like, you can't believe I'm 32, right? And I was just like, why are you just like
imposing that,
like softballing these compliments up to yourself?
Hey, I bet you never guessed that my name is Vanessa. Yeah. You're like, yeah, probably wouldn't. That's not like, that's like a common name, but not really.
How hard is it for you to believe that I'm like a good lover? Like,
yeah. I bet you wouldn't understand how much my ex-husband doesn't pay child support. It's insane the amount he doesn't pay.
Yeah, I can believe those ex-husbands stay not paying.
That's true. My cost of living is high.
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
I can't wait to be an ex-husband.
Here's the thing about me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm accustomed to a certain lifestyle.
Oh, God.
Is that true?
Yeah. I am accustomed to a certain lifestyle, and I demand to live that lifestyle for the rest of my child's life.
Give me a couple highlights of your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yep.
Okay.
Designer everything.
Really?
Number two. Get me on a plane.
Where to?
Anywhere. One. I'll take one plane to anywhere, baby.
Fucking circle around LaGuardia for 5 hours. I don't give a fuck.
I'll take a flight from JFK to LaGuardia. I don't give a shit. I'll fly that way. I think it would be much easier to drive. I'll do that. And I'll do a layover in Newark.
Yeah.
I don't fucking care. I just like to be on a plane. I just like a little tiny pretzel.
Uh-huh.
I like when a pretzel is small.
Small, yeah.
And here's the thing. Go with me on this.
Going.
If you're on the ground.
Okay.
Where are you going to find a pretzel that small?
Man, you got a point there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm racking my brain. Everything I see in my head.
A big old log. Big pretzel.
They haven't even.
Big, soft German.
Yeah.
A soft pretzel. Where do you even get those? I go to baseball games just for the soft pretzel.
And I take a flight just to get kicked off. I actually do hold a world record, and this is not, like, usually I'm doing a bit.
This isn't a bit?
This is not a bit.
Okay.
I have a world record. I'm the person.
Definitely don't believe it's a bit.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, good start.
No.
I'm getting emotional. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm getting emotional about my world.
Because of how much work you had to do because to your real fact.
I'm the person who's been kicked off of a flight the most. No one's been ever kicked off of more flights than me.
It's using that Chinese guy I got kicked off of United.
No, what? He's the most famous.
Oh, he's the most famous.
Because he really got the shit beat out of him. He wouldn't fucking stop talking.
Yappy.
I see, here's the thing. I get off peacefully.
Uh-huh.
But it happens a lot.
Yeah. Do you unhand me, sir? Do you hit up with the unhand me?
See, what happens is I get on a plane and I go, is this going to Toledo? And they go, sir, this is going to Beijing.
You're pressing the side to request a stop like
bing,
it's a
ding,
bus.
Ding, 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 ding. I keep getting the
sir, where'd
the
you get
flight
that
attendant's attention. I was in stewardess like I'm 60. Like, ding, ding, boom, boom. I'm like, is this the plane to Toledo? They're like, no. And you have a ticket for this plane. And I'm like, oh, I thought that's in Toledo. They're like, it obviously is London.
I always open up my jacket to show off my vest, and they think it's a problem.
Yeah, aggressively. And
everybody, look!
I keep going, Delta Airlines is the bomb! Flying is the bomb! I would kill someone to fly a plane!
These deals are outrageous. You better call 9/11. Or, I mean, 9/1.
Listen.
I am a Muslim.
If you don't like flying Delta, you must be an infidel. And I keep saying that because I think it's cool. And they keep going, sir, you must leave. And I go, make me. And they say very easy. And there's always an air marshal. I always get the seat somehow next to the air marshal.
Mm-hmm. You can actually request it. I'd like
the air marshal seat, please. Yeah. And he already, like, I sit down and he just has his hand underneath my armpit and he's holding my arm.
And you go, what a comfortable seat.
Oh, I love this.
Your face is the background on his laptop.
As he closed it.
Yeah. Constant problem.
He has the little GPS thing from No Country for Old Men.
Beep, 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 beep.
I just get on the plane and I go, oh, weird, it's that plane beeping again.
He flips a coin.
Either way, both sides of the coin is just a picture of me getting dragged off of the plane.
I'll leave.
Okay, I'll leave, but you're going to refund me this time. They go, no, we're not. And I go, okay.
I'm getting a voucher.
Your carry-on is one of those silver suitcases that are handcuffed to your hand that just has like an overnight sandwich.
It's actually just those... It's those, you know, those like little Tykes kids roller skates that go over your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So I just pop those on, so it's easier to drag me off the plane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go. Get the fuck over here,
and then burning extra calories for you.
Come on. And someone goes, "You've been working out." I go, "Don't talk to me like that, Jim."
Piece of shit.
And they're like, "How do you know where it is?" I'm like, "You've kicked me off 9 planes."
But in all seriousness, have you ever flown, Mike?
Yeah, I've flown. Yeah, I've flown. Enough times to get a world record.
What do you think? Who has the...
Me!
Come on.
No, don't look it up. There's no way that it's a world record.
It's a world record.
Like, there's no way that felony? Guinness is like... Guinness.
Most people killed with a left hand.
Best... Number one, best murderer. Those guys killed 200 people. Confirmed.
I mean, there's a record, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not a Guinness.
Because you know why?
Maybe the world's best pedophile.
Maybe they've got a Guinness back pages.
Because here's why you couldn't...
Dark web of Guinness. Yeah,
why you couldn't be the number one murderer in the Guinness Book of World Records. Because they have to see it happen.
Ooh,
they have to confirm it.
They got
to
send someone.
That is a whole other sketch. Where you get a Guinness person to come over and you're like, all right, what are we doing?
He's
like,
oh, I'm going to fucking murder a guy. You just stab a guy to death.
They open a room, it's like 80 people, like, hang him. Like, whoa.
I'm going to kill the most people that have ever. I'm going to be the number one confirmed killer.
That sounds like an indie film with, like, Paul Dano.
Yeah.
He's the guy from Guinness, and he's having that internal debate where he's like, I love my job, but I care about people.
The prequel to Saw.
Yeah. It's that really smiley guy from all the Dude Perfect videos.
Oh, my
the
God.
The guy who gives him all the Guinness World Records.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, that's what the rest of my life is going to be. We're going to do that.
So we have two sketches.
Two sketches now. No one write these, please.
What was the first one?
Ours.
What, Ken Bone?
What the fuck was that first sketch?
I don't know.
No, hold on. Let's pause quietly and think about it.
No.
Listeners,
let's
DM me and then I'll
send it. We have
a
recording of it we can listen to after we're done recording.
I would like to know now.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Leif, tell us what it was.
I'd like to know.
You're not writing down the sketch ideas?
How are you guys doing? You guys doing well? Everyone listening at home? I hope you guys are having fun.
What
do you think this person right now is listening to it?
Where?
Where do you think they are?
Which person?
On a bus.
Yes.
The one person that listens to our podcast?
Yeah.
On a bus.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like most people that listen to our podcast are usually on the bus.
We're the most listened to podcast on a bus. And we're proud of that.
Yeah.
A lot of folks on a bus.
There's a lot of folks on a bus.
Let's go through a couple. Greyhound.
Mm-hmm.
Mega.
Peter Pan.
Mega.
Chinatown. Bolt.
Bolt bus. Ooh, somebody's got some money. City.
City bus. Yeah. The B-43.
The B-43.
The B-62.
The B-26.
The B-69.
The Q-68.
The 22 bus in Chicago. Clark Street.
Ooh. Chicago. I've never been to Chicago. People seem to love it.
I've been to Chicago. Never took the bus there.
It's like Chicago's just like New York, but everything's a little bit easier. Everything's a little bit cheaper. You can get places a little bit faster.
You can die from being shot with a gun a lot easier.
That's great.
You can get a big hot dog easier.
Can I have a ketchup on it?
No. Yes.
No. If
that's
you try
my
to,
new travel show. I go to cities and I eat the thing you're not supposed to eat in that city. And I go, fuck me.
You try to get on the 22 bus with ketchup on your dog, you're getting kicked a lot.
I'm going to pay 20 bucks. I'm going to pay 20 bucks to ask Ken Bone if I can put ketchup on a hot dog in Chicago.
He's like, you know I'm not from Chicago, right?
Ken Bone, guide me. I said Ken Bone 5 questions a day. I go bankrupt.
Little by little, film a show with Ken Bone based on the videos where you kind of reply to him and you make a script and you just edit him into everything.
Ken Bone, should I marry my girlfriend?
He's like, look, I appreciate you subscribing to my channel and supporting me financially, but I don't know if I should be making that kind of decision for you.
Ken Bone,
should
fuck
I,
my wife.
Ken Bone, should I euthanize my mother? She said she never wanted to suffer.
Should I pull the plug on my grandfather? He's a World War II veteran. Dude, Ken Bone, if anyone is mentally capable of answering these kind of questions and dealing with the ramifications emotionally, it's got to be Ken Bone.
And needing the $20.
Oh, Ken Bone, does life begin at conception?
Ken Bone, how tall do you think the wall should be?
Oh my God. Ken Bone, how do you make a woman come?
Dude, there's okay.
What?
I love Ken Bone.
Yeah? Yeah.
He is my best friend.
Yeah.
There's no way he's ever made a woman come.
I don't know. He might lay the hammer down.
You think Ken Bone?
You never know
Ken
with some
Bone?
Guys.
No, there's no way to. Okay.
There's no way to tell.
Yeah, there's no
I
way to tell.
I mean, I think there's a little bit like you can like.
There ain't no way he can bone.
Man, I've never fucked a guy though, so I actually don't know if I should be saying this. I don't know. Well, it's
but just hearing from like hearing women talk about, you know, some people fuck good, so you kind of hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no correlation. It's not some hot guys are bad at fucking.
Yeah,
Connor, and some some ugly guys really lay down the hammer and
Mike.
Get in there.
Michael Vincent Abruzzi.
And some guys go 50-50.
Diego.
And other guys go 50-50. Tony Hawk. That's a fun bit.
That's a fun bit. Connor, where can people like look at your tweets and read your look
it's
at your
all
faces?
Connor Delahanty.
God
everything.
Damn it. Hell yeah.
I got it all on
right
Instagram,
there.
Twitter. You can email me, ConnorDelahanty@gmail.com. Send me an email. I'll write you back.
Send me an email.
Yeah.
Hit him up with an email.
If you email me your address, I'll write you a handwritten letter.
Here's wow. Okay. That's a little time challenge. It's on the table.
Okay. I'm going to counter. Do not send Connor your address.
Mm-hmm. No, do it. I'm a nice guy.
He's very nice. And I trust him.
I'll write you a letter. And then I'll forget your address.
Real quick, shout out to my mom who keeps sending me selfies. All right.
Oh, what's your mom's name?
Loose.
Loose?
Yeah.
Oh, man. She looks like
it's light.
Yeah, it is.
What the fuck does that mean?
It means I fucked your mom. It means I fucked your mom and her name correlates to a part of her body. Her morals. Because she fucked me. While she's married to your father.
Oh.
Stop this.
Which is cheating.
I don't like this.
Here's the thing about your mom. She committed adultery.
No, mm-hmm. Talk about
and
my
she
mom.
Must be punished.
Oh, I can't punch you in the
hey,
stomach.
Ken Bone. Yeah. Hey, Ken Bone, I fucked my podcast so co-host mom. What do I
What's
do?
Up?
Follow Mike Abruzzi at Mike Abruzzi.
You don't really ask him a question.
Yeah, yeah. I say something horrible.
Hey, Ken Bone. I like live with my best friend, and we have a podcast together, and we're kind of inseparable. But I did also fuck his mom. And what's up?
And should I be saving money anyway?
Where do you get that dang sweater?
Mike Abruzzi. Yeah, Mike Abruzzi. Follow me at this Diego Lopez. Bear with Leif. Go to brainmachinenetwork.com for all of your cum needs.
A little time pod at gmail.com.
Hit us with your questions or compliments.
Five-star rate and review.
Come on, give us one. Let me see what quick if we have it. No, I don't have enough time. I'll find one another. Bye.
Love you
so
guys.
Much.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.